9:40 Montreal time is 8:45. Stephen Block is on the line with us now, professor of politics in the media, or politics and the media. And I imagine you're watching this one pretty with a lot of interest. Stephen Block, hi.
Good morning, Dennis. To me this is a story of kind of dueling hypocrisies. Of course, Eliot Spitzer got caught finagling with a prostitution ring, and he was himself a prosecutor. He's a prosecuting attorney against. He was well known for cracking down on the sex trade in
his early career. Anyway, he later went after Wall Street.
That's right, and so Wall Street is of course quite tickled about the fact that he's getting his comeuppance. But you know, the media is also kind of grotesquely hypocritical.
Okay, I'd like to hear why you think that I'm grotesquely hypocritical.
Well, not you. Of course, you're exempt. But because the way in which they determine what a scandal is in the U.S., I mean, always a scandal is always up there at the very top. You know, political assassinations and foreign policy debacles and lying about wars does not bring down presidents or you know, very important politicians. Yeah, getting caught. You know, there was a big story on John McCain a few weeks ago in the New York Times.
Yes, did he sleep with a lobbyist?
Did he sleep with a lobbyist? But also, you know, was he in bed with lobbyists in other respects, which is a very damning.
And a bigger scandal in some sense, isn't it? Because it's selling out the public trust, not just your private trust in your marriage.
Exactly. It should have been a much bigger scandal than even the Spitzer scandal. But it went away after a day because the media has respect for McCain, and because the conservative bloggers and talk show people attack the liberal New York Times. They're not attacking the liberal New York Times so quickly now when it comes to Eliot Spitzer, who of course was highly touted as the sort of the next, perhaps not an FDR, but somebody who had great hope and great prominence for liberals, and of course.
What's your theory on the media, though, on this, Stephen Block? Is it because the media think, well, you know, the readers can understand a guy cheating on his wife with a hooker, or is it because the media are involved in some other way with the establishment running the lobbyists and the war and everything else, and they don't really want to look at that?
Well, you know, they do tend to deal with cliches and with patterns of discussion, and something fits a particular mold and they can go with it. There's historical precedents. They have lots and lots of other examples. They can plug it in. Something new comes along. They don't know exactly how to deal with it. It's too nuanced. They themselves, of course, the media journalists have been accused of being intellectually lazy. Of course, you exempted, of course.
Of course.
Again. But
and you too.
Thank you very much. But you know, so if it's a difficult issue, if it really requires a little bit of analysis and some parsing and spend some time on it, there's no time. We have to go with it quickly. We have to come out with. And in the Eliot Spitzer case, it's a no-brainer anyway. I mean, this was a grotesque misjudgment. If you're spending $80,000 or $100,000 on something, it's a very expensive addiction.
His wife is now apparently saying, stick it out, stick it out. Don't, you know what I mean? Stay on the job. Don't resign. Don't be pushed out. Should he follow her advice?
Well, I don't think he'll have any choice. But the point is, it was consensual. It's not as if he was forcing somebody to do something the way Arnold Schwarzenegger was, for example. He was accused by 35 different women of sexual harassment. It had no impact upon him whatsoever. So there again, there are different styles of stories, and the media tends to grab onto some and leave others alone.
Stephen Block, thanks for that insight.
Thank you.
Stephen Block, professor of politics and the media.